News and views. News and views. A program rich with facts and figures with great impact. With perspectives bound to interact to relevant issues, it will react. Rich with facts and figures, perspectives, it surely delivers. Touching on what is new, a program of news and views. News and views. News and views. برنامج خبر ووجهة نظر. نعطيكم الخبر ومعه رأي أو أكثر. نتطرق إلى قضايا الساعة ونحيطكم علما بما استجد أو طرأ. فشاركونا وأسمعونا رأيكم ولو كان لديكم أكثر من وجهة نظر. News and views. News and views. News and news and views. News and views. A program rich with facts and figures with great impact. With perspectives bound to interact to relevant issues, it will react. Rich with facts and figures, perspectives, it surely delivers. Touching on what is new, a program of news and views. News and views. News and views. برنامج خبر ووجهة نظر. نعطيكم الخبر ومعه رأي أو أكثر. نتطرق إلى قضايا الساعة ونحيطكم علما بما استجد أو طرأ. فشاركونا وأسمعونا رأيكم ولو كان لديكم أكثر من وجهة نظر. News and views. News and views. Dear listeners, performing this amazing journey is an exciting experience that only those who were lucky to have completed it can tell us about it. A large number of pilgrims have already returned to Sydney a couple of days ago, and I thought that it would be a good idea to speak to some of them and ask them to share this amazing religious experience with us. It gives me pleasure to be speaking to Brother Tariq Mukhallalati, who will provide us with his account of the Umrah journey, which he has recently performed. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and thank you for joining me today.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh, and thank you for having me.
First, congratulations on performing the Umrah, and may Allah accept it from you. Taqabbal Allahu ta'atakum.
Ghaffarallahu lana wa lakum. Thank you very much.
Ameen. Ameen. May I start by asking you to tell us a bit about yourself, your age, marital status, and what type of employment you are in?
I'm 45 years of age, and I've got two beautiful young girls, and I'm a married man, and I work in the transport and logistics industry.
MashaAllah. Is this the first time you have performed Umrah?
No, it isn't. Alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity to perform Hajj and Umrah in 2005. Mm-hmm. And this is my second trip to the blessed city.
MashaAllah. What motivated you to make the decision to perform the Umrah once again this year?
As I mentioned, the last time I was there was 2005. And subhanAllah, since my last trip, I have been longing to visit our master, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and been longing to visit the blessed land.
MashaAllah. How was the trip for you? Was it as comfortable as you expected it to be?
The arrangement and organization, Barakallah of the Sheikh and Hajj Khaled, they did their best to arrange everything and make it as comfortable as possible. But as you can imagine, it's always a rush down there and a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And subhanAllah, it was a lot easier than my last trip.
MashaAllah. Yeah. Where did you arrive to first? Did you go to Medina or Mecca first?
We went to visit Rasul Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Medina. That was our first stop. We resided there for 5 days, and then we proceeded to Mecca to complete our journey there.
What was the first thing you did when you arrived to Medina?
The first thing I did was put my bags down and go and visit our master, give salam to our master, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and pray to Rakat in his blessed mosque.
MashaAllah. How was the experience for you? Can you tell us how you felt when you first visited the Prophet's grave?
Truthfully, I cannot. There are no words to explain the feeling. It is a feeling of tranquility. Mm-hmm. It's probably the best word I can come up with.
SubhanAllah.
Humility. And to be quite honest with you, whilst you're in front of the Prophet, giving his salam and visiting the Prophet, the best of all creations, you forget all other creations around you and beyond you.
You forget all the worldly matters and you just focus on what you're doing.
Without a doubt.
SubhanAllah al-Azim. What other memorable places did you go visiting next?
Well, we went to the Bakir, where we visited the companions of the Prophet and some of the pious Muslims. And we did a tour around Mecca and Medina, visiting some significant mosques where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had visited. Visited Jabal Uhud, where there was a battle that took place there, and we stood on the mountain there, and the grave of Sayyidina Hamza, the uncle of the Prophet.
Without a doubt, yeah.
And the 67 shuhadat that are buried close to him, and mashallah, that was a beautiful, beautiful experience. I have been there in the past, but this time there was less people, and we had the opportunity to really embrace and enjoy the visit to the site.
Of course, of course. Yeah, you said that you spent 5 days in Medina, so without a doubt you had the chance to visit the Prophet's grave more than once.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, I got to visit the Prophet at least 3 to 4 times a day. I prayed in the Rawda nearly every day, except for the last day. It was extremely difficult. But regardless.
So you were very close to the Prophet's grave.
Alhamdulillah, I was very close and I prayed in the Rawda.
MashaAllah.
And we gave salam to the Prophet. We were probably a couple of meters away from his grave. Allahu A'lam what's on the other side of the gate. But yes, we were very close, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. And you also had the chance to say as-salam to the Prophet's companions as well.
Of course. We gave salam to Abu Bakr and Umar.
MashaAllah.
At the same time, radiallahu anhum.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
What was it for you when you first stepped in Mecca?
Mecca, when I first stepped in Mecca, we arrived obviously at the hotel. And the first thing we did, obviously, once again, we put down our luggage, checked in, and we went straight down to the Kaaba and Masjid al-Haram there. And we prayed 2 rakat and we made our dua at the Kaaba. And Sheikh took us around and showed us some significant areas around the Haram. And the feeling there was amazing. And subhanAllah, it's almost up there with visiting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. You know, seeing people from all over the world who are performing the same rituals gives you a sense of belonging, doesn't it?
Without a doubt. They say we come from a multicultural country here in Australia, but multiculturalism really exists in Mecca. You have people from all over the globe performing the same act there for the same reason, at the most best city.
SubhanAllah. And of course, I mean, we pray at home, we pray in mosques, but praying next to the Kaaba feels so different, doesn't it?
Unbelievably different. It's a feeling that, once again, I can't explain. Other than I was, the whole world, all worldly matters weren't around. I did not think about anything except for praying at the Kaaba, looking at the Kaaba, trying to get blessings with my eyes from the Kaaba.
And touching it as well.
Alhamdulillah, I got to get the endowment of touching the Kaaba and kissing it.
Were you able to reach the black stone, Hajar al-Aswad?
Alhamdulillah, I got to reach it 3 times.
MashaAllah.
2 times I got to touch it.
Alhamdulillah.
And the 3rd time, by the will of Allah, we got to kiss it.
Alhamdulillah.
There was a group of us where we protected each other. by in achieving to reach it and kissing it. So we worked as a group, and we all had a go at kissing it and achieving blessing and making dua at the Black Stone.
Alhamdulillah. What are the rituals that you have performed therein, and how did you find completing the tawaf and the sa'i? Were there too many people there?
On occasions there were people, but subhanAllah, from the first day I monitored the situation where I worked out where there was less congestion, and we ended up performing Umrah, our second and third and fourth, and alhamdulillah, from five Umrahs.
Five, alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Good on you.
And we worked out the most low peak, and we went there. Sometimes it was busy and sometimes it wasn't.
SubhanAllah.
The first time we went there, it was quite busy. And the last time I went there, subhanAllah, it was quite busy.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. But at least you were able to achieve what you want.
Yes, yes, I did.
SubhanAllah.
In comparison to the last time I went, there was probably a tenth of the people and the congestion of what there was 14 years ago.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. And of course, brother, you do know that praying in the Kaaba, around the Kaaba, I should say, is highly rewardable.
Yes.
And it will be multiplied, especially when performed in Mecca.
Yes, alhamdulillah. All our prayers were performed in Mecca.
No.
And majority of my prayers were performed at the Kaaba.
No. Alhamdulillah. Brother, after performing as-sa'i and at-tawaf and all the rituals, to complete all the rituals of the Umrah, what other sites did you end up touring in Mecca?
Once again, Shaykh and Hajj Khalid, barakallahu fihum, they arranged a couple of tours for us in Mecca. We went to Mount Arafat, we went to a couple of significant mosques, and Jabal al-Rahma. And we also visited a museum, which had all parts from the Kaaba and from Masjid al-Nabawi.
MashaAllah.
The original pillars, the original doors, and it was a beautiful museum. It really, really touched one's heart to see what it was like and how they have changed it a lot.
MashaAllah. Brother, how would you rate the level of organization of this Umrah trip coordinated by Al-Amana wa Taysir?
I went with Al-Amana wa Taysir 14 years ago, and I went this year, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the ability to go again, I will, without a doubt, be choosing Al-Amana wa Taysir.
Why? Why would you choose them?
For starters, they make sure that we met all our obligations and requisites. We made sure that we fulfilled what was obligatory upon us. They showed us things where I believe, from what I hear, other groups would never see. We met people from other groups and they were amazed of what we knew, even though personally I know nothing. But
SubhanAllah.
I felt like a teacher to some of these people.
SubhanAllah.
Especially at the Bakir.
Because you were also provided with lessons before and after.
Every single day we were provided with a lesson after Maghrib.
MashaAllah.
And subhanAllah, we had groups from people from other groups joining our lesson. And which made it more, we felt the barakah, we felt the blessings.
Of course.
As the group grew, the blessings, subhanAllah, felt enlarged.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So you've acquired a large amount of knowledge.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. What about the people in your group? Did you enjoy the company?
The people in my group, we left Australia, Sydney, as brothers in Islam, brothers and sisters in Islam, and we left Mecca as a family.
MashaAllah. That's a very nice way of putting it, brother.
That's how I feel. I went to Salat al-Jamaah just then, and I've seen some of the brothers that I've seen in the past, and it was just, we are now a family. It's no longer Assalamu alaikum, it's Assalamu alaikum, how are you, what are you doing, how's your family? So we did become a family.
MashaAllah, without a doubt. Would you like to add more of your personal experience to of this once-in-a-lifetime trip, Brother Tariq?
Well, as I said, it is very hard to explain the feeling of this trip. One of the most memorable moments in Mecca itself was whilst we finished our Umrah, the second Umrah, we were going to have to do the shaving and the trimming. Some of us trimmed, some of us shaved. And we met a brother from Tunisia, who, subhanAllah, who's follows the teaching of our Shaykh, rahimahullah. And then whilst we were talking to him, another brother from Algeria came in, he was follows the teaching of Shaykh, rahimahullah. And whilst we were all in conversation, another brother from Germany comes along, and he was also a student of our Shaykh, rahimahullah. So we were all together in the one place, obtained the knowledge from the one Shaykh, performing the one act, Lillahi Ta'ala. And subhanAllah, may Allah grant us Shaykh al-Firdaus for granting us all together. And we were just amazed that we were all from all different parts of the world, different points of the world, and we were there, sitting there, and we had the teachings of our Shaykh.
Alhamdulillah. Brother Tariq, finally, what advice would you like to give to those people who are hesitant about performing Hajj or Umrah? And what advice would you like to give to those young men and women who have never thought of embarking on such a beautiful journey?
15 years ago, 14 years ago, I was one of those people who never thought I would go at a young age. We were always under the assumption you needed to go as an older individual. Alhamdulillah, I went when I was about 30, performed Hajj and Umrah. And I advise the young not to delay it at any point. If you are able, financially and physically able to do so, to do it immediately, as soon as you can possibly do it, because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how many breaths you have still got in your life. You don't know when you are going to die. And your old age is not guaranteed. And most importantly, if they do decide to do it, learn what you need to perform before you go.
Of course.
Because subhanAllah, there were so many people there doing the acts of Hajj or Umrah, but they were following other people. There was a lot of people doing things incorrectly, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our Shaykh for guiding us and teaching us the correct path. So it's crucial, as you know, without the correct belief, your actions are invalid.
Yes.
One needs to establish their belief, learn the actions of the Umrah, so when you go that this trip is valid. Otherwise, inshallah, as they say, you could be wasting your money, or you could be just going there and tiring yourself.
Subhanallah al-Azim. Brother Tariq, I would like to thank you for sharing your beautiful experience with us, and I ask Allah to grant you and us the opportunity to return to this holy land and perform this great act of worship, the Hajj and the Umrah, once again.
Ameen, ameen, barakallahu fiki.
And thank you very much for your time today.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. So yes, dear listeners, those who have been lucky to perform Hajj or Umrah should be thankful to Allah for enabling them to do it. And those of you who haven't performed Hajj or Umrah yet, ask Allah, especially during the upcoming Ramadan, to grant you to do it and accept it from you. And make sure you don't delay it until you age. And my last advice is to choose the right organization who will not only help you and guide you there, but most importantly, it is to provide you with the correct knowledge, which is essential for the validity of the act of worship.
قاصدا أرض الحرم بلغ سلامي من به قلب غرم طه التهاني يا قاصدا أرض الحرم بلغ سلام للسلام لمن به قلب غرم طه التهاني مشتاق بصدر الله من نار الجوى عجب
مشتاق بصدر الله من نار الجوى عجب
دمعي على خد سكب أشكوه يامي دمعي على خد سكب أشكوه يامي
يا قاصدا أرض الحرم بلغ سلام إمام به قلب غرم طه التهامي يا قاصدا أرض الحرم بلغ سلام إمام به قلب غرم طه التهامي
مشتاق بصدر الله من نار الجوى عجب
مشتاق بصدر الله من نار الجوى عجب
دمعي على خد سكب أشكوه يامي دمعي على خد سكب أشكوه يامي.
Once again, I would like to thank everybody for joining me in today's program. May Allah increase our knowledge and keep us steadfast on following our religion and grant us paradise. With this dua, I conclude today's episode of News and Views. Until we meet again next week, take care. مستمعين الكرام, إلى هنا ينتهي اللقاء بكم. أستودعكم الله. News and Views. News and Views. A program rich with facts and figures with great impact. With perspectives bound to interact to relevant issues, it will react. Rich with facts and figures, perspectives it surely delivers. Touching on what is new, a program of news and views. News and views. News and views. برنامج خبر ووجهة نظر. نعطيكم الخبر ومعه رأي أو أكثر. نتطرق إلى قضايا الساعة ونحيطكم علما بما استجد أو طرأ. فشاركونا وأسمعونا رأيكم ولو كان لديكم أكثر من وجهة نظر. News and views. News and views. News.